This is Women in STEM, Career and Confidence, the podcast for scientific and professional women who want to restore confidence, make meaningful impact, and balance the things and people that mean most to them. I'm Dr. Hannah Roberts, and I'll be sharing with you insights and inspiration into the mindset and skill set to help you navigate your career and lead powerfully. It's recorded live and outdoors, so anything could happen.
Do you have boundaries? Do you stick to them, or do you get walked all over? This is Women in STEM, Career and Confidence, show number 43, all about boundaries, and I'm Hannah Roberts. Welcome to the show this morning. And again, it's been a swimming morning, so you'll have to excuse my face. So boundaries, I really like the definition by Brené Brown, who states that boundaries are just the difference between what's okay and what's not okay for you. So if you find for some reason that you are starting to get triggered in the moment into feeling frustrated, angry in of any kind to any level and degree, whether that's mild irritation all the way to absolutely fuming, then potentially somebody might have stepped over a boundary, or you may have let a boundary slip for yourself as well. And I have this example from one of my clients who has given me the permission to share this morning. And it's such a wonderful example of this. So this client of mine, we went through this exercise to define who was taking up all of their time and energy and where the boundary lines actually lied. And the first sphere that we discussed was what I call the hearth space, which is all those people who you are readily willing to go into energy deficit for. And when we mapped out all these people, there's the usual suspects, you know, close family members, a parent, a couple of friends, not many people, because the idea of the hearth is that it's like a roaring fire, that there's only going to be a few key people who can sit around that fire and with you. If we end up with a whole room full of people trying to get around the fire, then it's not really going to work, is it? It's going to be too many to be able to feel the heat and the warmth of that. And too many for ourselves to go into energy deficit for. If we think of ourselves like that phone battery again, if we're always giving, 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 and we've got no time to top up, then we're going to lead to exhaustion and burnout. Anyway, we found some people, a group of people actually, in this person's hearth, and there were over 100 people in this group. This person was an experimental officer, and all 100 users of that particular instrument that they were in charge of were in that hearth, because anytime somebody, if she was eating her lunch and somebody knocked on the door, she would just put the lunch down and go and help them. If she was packing up her bags to leave at 6 p.m. and somebody came and asked the question, she would stop what she's doing and go and fix and go and help. And the calendar was just like scheduled out to hear anything that those students wanted, those researchers wanted, she would fit in for them. The other key person who was in the hearth as well was her boss. So if the boss needed something, she would readily work evenings, weekends in order to make sure that that happened. The boss didn't care how it happened, just as long as it happened, and it always did. There was no part of her that was willing to let that slide at that moment in time. And so then we have this other boundary line then between the people who we're readily going into energy deficit for, and then those stepping over that boundary line are like all the other people who we care about in the world, we want the best for, but we're not necessarily going to give to them when we've got nothing to give. If we're overflowing with energy and time, then yes, of course, we will give readily to those people in the realm as well. And then there's another boundary line again, where you step over past the realm, which is just the rest of the world. You know, it's not that we don't care about the rest of the world, but if somebody was going to cold call you about another phone, do you want another phone set? Just no, no, I don't need to give any more time and energy to that particular person. Anyway, to give you this example, we'll circle back to the hearth space. Now, if you've got your boss or even a group of 100 people in that hearth space and you want to send them over the line, back into the realm. You know, people that you care about, you want the best for. If you've got time and energy, you'll give to them. But if you don't, then you can't. Then you've got to step them over an actual boundary line. There's got to be some rules that say this behavior is okay, this behavior is not okay for me. And that doesn't start with them. It actually obviously has to start with us and deciding what's okay and what's not okay. So at first, my client decided, okay, I am willing to work from 9 till 6 and have an hour at lunchtime. And those are my boundaries during my lunch hour. And after 6 o'clock, I'm not willing to work. If someone comes to me at 6 or 1 minute to 6, then I have to say, I can't at this moment in time. Thank you so much for asking me. The saying no gracefully. If you've not seen that one, go back to that episode. Thank you so much for asking me. I'm not able to do that right now, but let's book you in for tomorrow or later in the week and we'll get this resolved for you. So that kind of not saying no, just no, I've got to leave at 6 o'clock. Not saying that, not saying yes, but always starting with a nice thank you. But I can't, don't have to explain why. And then just giving them an alternative solution. So in doing that, and that's really challenging to say, okay, that's it now. I'm not going to work past 6 o'clock. But in drawing that line in the sand, there's something to aim for. Because what I hear the most from my clients is, well, I don't mind working the odd evening, the odd weekend. I don't mind doing this because I really care about the work I'm doing and care about the people. I want to see the impact, you know. I don't want to be obtrusive in any way. But when we peel it back, yes, of course, care about the outcome. When you peel it back, there's usually a theme, an underlying theme that revolves around boundary setting, whether that's worrying what other people think, whether that is comparing ourselves unfavorably to others or seeking approval from people or having difficulty avoiding conflict with people in hierarchical positions. There can be a whole heap of different themes as to why we got into that behavior in the first place. So drawing that line in the sand is the first step, but the second step after that is identifying what was causing that pattern of behavior in the first place and working on the tools, because otherwise what happens is we draw that boundary line and then within 1, 2, 3 days, maybe we're good for a week, we will go back, we will slip back into that old habit. So one thing that can help with that is a layer of accountability. Obviously, coaching is high level accountability because you've got someone asking you and checking in to see how things are going, and you have to come back at the start of each session and talk about how the integration went. That's a real high level of accountability. But even at a low level of accountability, actually setting in your calendar that that's when you finish, actually having somebody else that you're accountable to, whether that's a partner, a friend, a parent, a colleague, and you say, right, if I'm not out by 6 o'clock, then, you know, you can tell me off, whatever it is. Some sort of accountability will help. But even that probably will not be enough unless you find the pattern and the theme as to what was causing that in the first place. Work on that, let that stuff go, move beyond it, and those boundary lines will remain firm. So the challenge is today to look through your boundaries. If you've never looked at boundaries before, make a list of all the boundaries or the times when you've been triggered into frustration or anger. Have a look, have a definition of what those boundaries or where those boundaries in your life might be. They can be at work, they can be in relationships, they can be to do with health, they can be to do with money. There's a whole heap of where these boundaries can come in. But have a look for you, what's okay, what's not okay, and if there's something that's triggering you into anger, have a look at the boundary and see what's going on there. Have a little dig beneath the surface. I would love to hear how you get on with your boundaries and if any themes start to emerge from why they occurred in the first place in terms of lack of boundaries, and what you might put in place in terms of your plans to help you with that. Good. I will see you all on Friday for the next episode, and I hope you all had a wonderful day. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. To get further support in your journey, join me in Breakthrough Unleashed on Facebook.